O come, O come, O Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a sacred space, a space I've been to multiple times and been blessed to experience incredible transformational moments, a space that is a canopy of trees, a chapel in the woods, and a wonderful kind of place of the cloud of witnesses around the edges. There's a brook that runs right through the back piece here with a bridge that leads to an altar. It's a holy place. It's a thin place. And on this day, as just sweet, sweet music was being sung, I stood off in one corner. There was a crowd of folks, of holy, good, beloved children of God gathered together. And I was in my place, my station, where I'd been assigned to be. And there were other places and other stations. I've stood in that place and in those others multiple times, and about to do what I was about to do multiple times, good and holy work. But on this day, I could feel a great sense of anxiety, a great sense of intrepidation, a great sense of this may be too much, even for, if I may say so, an old, seasoned clergy like me. The beloved around me were young people, about 150 of them. And a fair swath of these young people were young people from Florida. Young people who were there that day. Young people who saw their friends and siblings shot and killed. And this was a healing service. And I felt the incredible weight of the good and holy work that I was called to do. There was a moment there as they started to come towards me, it was really, I felt this wave of the Holy coming as they came. Because what I saw in their faces was a sense of love and affection, and maybe the heaviest of weights, trust. They trusted me. They trusted me. And they were about to come and share their deepest pains, their deepest sorrows, their deepest anger. And they were coming to me to ask for prayers, prayers of healing. My friends, those of you right here, lined up here, the good and holy work that you are committing yourself to this night is work that I know you don't come to lightly. I know that about each and every one of you, as I've been blessed and privileged to walk with you. I know that about you from our time together today, good and sacred and holy time. People will come to you. People will look to you in their most tragic times of life. And they'll come to you because they trust you. In just a moment, you're going to hear these words. Do you, in the presence of this congregation, commit yourself to this new trust and responsibility? Trust and responsibility of the care and nurturing of souls. Care and nurturing of folks who may be in the most challenging place in their life. They will trust you with that. They will trust you. For those of you who are called this night and the community to affirm this night that you are to love and to serve people among whom you work, caring alike for young and old, strong and weak, rich and poor. For you called to be a deacon, to serve all people, particularly the poor, the weak, the sick, and the lonely. People will trust you to do that, to serve all of God's people, wherever God's people are. Remember what we talked about today. We are called to act with justice. We are called to love tenderly. We are called to serve one another and to humbly walk with God. So I've invited you this day to come, to open your heart for those who will come to you that you will show mercy. For those who will come looking for hope, that you will provide that. And those who are impacted by hatred and blindness will see in you the light of Christ. You will be trusted with that. So it is natural on this night for you to have a bit of a Jeremiah moment and to suggest to yourself, but I am only. But I am only. Dear friends, never do that. Read that passage over and over again and know that you are not only. Know that God has created you and has gifted you and has called you. And know that those around you this night who have walked with you, who love you, who care for you, they are saying, you are called. My friends, God trusts you. God trusts you. The folks around you this night, they've come to affirm that trust in you. The trust that you are committing to this night, know that you do not so alone, but you are surrounded by all of these folks who believe in you and know you and know of your giftedness. And in those moments when you feel I am only or it is too much, dig deeply into those words we spent a lot of time today from Paul and know that you are not alone, that you're surrounded by gifted people who care for you and are also there to care for the souls of others. So go this night and know that you are trusted. Hold that deep. Hold it tenderly. Hold it with a sense that God has trusted you and these folks trust you as well, and many more will come to you. So commit yourself to that trust. And may the Lord, who has given you the will to do these things, give you the grace and power to perform them. In Jesus' name.